This is Jay Sekulow breaking news. The State Department's Inspector General concludes Hillary Clinton violated the law.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is breaking news now from the U.S. Department of State in a report 78 pages long given to Congress. Here's what it says. The State Department Inspector General concludes Hillary Clinton did not comply with the agency's policies on records. Clinton and her top aides chose not to cooperate with the review. It specifically hits Clinton for an exclusive use of the private server, the private email, and the failure to promptly turn over the records. In conclusion, she did not comply, according to this statement, with the State Department's policies that were implemented in accordance with the Federal Records Act, end quotes.
Well, she's a Secretary of State. She has the responsibility to secure classified information, make sure it can't be accessed. And in addition to that, she said, well, I made a mistake, perhaps, but I'm going to cooperate fully. This reveals she is not cooperating fully.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
As Secretary Comey said, and he at the FBI, they don't participate in reviews of security. They participate in investigations, and in effect, criminal investigations. If you're innocent and you don't have anything to hide, why don't you come forward and cooperate and help bring this to a prompt conclusion? So it does appear the criminal investigation remains ongoing, and this security review has been highly critical of her performance.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast, and this is big news. The State Department audit finds that Hillary Clinton violated the agency rules on emails. The Inspector General concluded that Hillary Clinton did not comply with the federal records mandate laws, with the agency's own policies, and also, and this is breaking news, Cheryl Mills, Jake Sullivan, and Huma Abedin, her three senior advisors, are among those who did not cooperate with the investigation. It is also true that other state former secretaries of state were interviewed for this process because they wanted to get an understanding of how this was handled. That's what an inspector general does. But, and this was very, very significant here, Hillary Clinton and her deputies declined to be interviewed by the inspector general. We're going to talk about what this means for the election, what this means for Hillary Clinton's future. What does this mean, you know, in our view? And my friend Judge Napolitano has said that she knowingly and willfully violated her own agency's rules. And I think Judge Napolitano is right. But the fact of the matter is, more important than Judge Napolitano or even what Jay Sekulow says, the fact of the matter is the inspector general has said there's been a violation here. Than I suspect this is going to create huge, huge impact in Washington on the campaign today.
Jay, there's a lot to parse through here, but this is the potential to change the landscape of this presidential campaign. You mentioned the previous secretaries of state that participated. That included John Kerry, by the way, and yet Hillary Clinton and her senior aides did not participate. There is also an email exchange in this report that shows that it was Hillary Clinton herself that declined to go on the government system and instructed her staff to make sure that her personal email was not discoverable, even though that is what she was using to conduct official business. That is very significant news. It's very different from what we'd heard before.
Clinton also is facing scrutiny for instructing her staff, as Stan said, to delete 32,000 emails. The FBI is trying to recover those. So you've got an inspector general saying there's violations here and the FBI ongoing investigation trouble for Hillary Clinton. And it could be trouble for the Democratic National Committee as well. And what will they do? We're taking your calls. How big of an issue do you see this? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We encourage you to get involved in the conversation. And folks, I am going to the United Nations next week, and it is a big event. We're at 83,000 signatures to stand with Israel from these anti-Israel BDS attacks. I need you to go with us on this. The way to do that is go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now. Again, ACLJ.org. I want to get it to 100,000 as I physically present them to the Israeli ambassador. Go to ACLJ.org to sign it, and let's get you involved in the conversation.
That's right. You can join us many different ways, but we got a lot of phone lines open and a lot of people right now on social media. So 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice heard on the air. 1-800-684-3110. Join us on Facebook and on Periscope. Just search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So this is breaking news. As we said, the State Department's Inspector General saying that Hillary Clinton violated the Federal Records Keeping Act. She violated the State Department's own policies. She did not cooperate with the Inspector General. She did not get interviewed by the Inspector General, nor did her senior staff. They are also saying that at a minimum, she should have, and this is they're saying, at a minimum, Secretary Clinton, this is again coming from the Inspector General, I'm reading the report, folks, at a minimum, Secretary Clinton should have surrendered all emails dealing with department business before leaving government service, and because she did not do so, she did not comply with the department's policies that were implemented in accordance with the Federal Records Act. She also, Cheryl Mills, Jake Sullivan, and Huma Abedin would not cooperate with the investigation, folks. I think this is very significant for our friends on Facebook and Periscope, for our radio audience. Radio audience, here it is. You can hear the report. 74 pages. For our TV, folks watching on ACLJ.org or watching on television right now or watching on Facebook and Periscope, here it is. I'm holding it so you can see it. So this is a very big development. It's getting big ramifications. We're getting a lot of calls and comments. Let's start getting right to them.
That's right. Calls and comments are flying in. Let's go ahead. Let's go to Jay, who is calling from Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Hi, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'll make it quick. Sure. I think what's been happening all along is that all they need to do is serve her with a criminal indictment, and she can't continue with her campaign. Joe Biden will step in right where she left off, and if he gets elected, he will point President Obama as Secretary General of the UN, which is what he wants.
Well, he can't appoint, he doesn't get to appoint the Secretary General of the United Nations. You'd have to actually change the rules for a P5 member, permanent member, to be there. Do I think he'd like to be the Secretary General of the UN, Jay? Yeah, I do think he would like to. Do I think Joe Biden is the likely person to come in? And I know we probably have people that are listening that are pro Bernie Sanders. I suspect the DNC, if something were to happen to Hillary Clinton, will amend their rules, and it will be, which they're allowed to do. And the superdelegates will say Joe Biden's the nominee. So the question is the impact the State Department audit would have on her campaign. That's what we're talking about, Than. How big do you think this gets?
Well, the question is, what does the FBI do with this? I mean, does the FBI look at this? And I suspect they know this information already, Jay. Will they carry forward with the criminal referral? And then will the DOJ indict? Just politically, let me just quickly say this. It is very clear. Hillary Clinton is the nominee as long as her party elite stay with her, because she will get over that number of the superdelegates. It is just as clear that if the party elite abandon her, Jay, she will not be the nominee. She cannot get to the number if she does not get those superdelegates. So it is really up to the Democrat Party apparatus right now whether or not Hillary Clinton's the nominee or whether or not somebody else is.
There is some serious ramifications of all of this. This is a brand new, just happened. Judge Andrew Napolitano was just on Fox. I'm going to be on, by the way, Sean Hannity's broadcast this evening on Fox News, so we'll get you information about that. But let me play for you what our friend Judge Napolitano said.
What did she do wrong? She violated, she knowingly and willfully violated her own State Department requirements that she put in place for all other employees with respect to retaining records and making those records transparent.
I want to take it a step further from my friend Judge Napolitano. I think the biggest issue here, Logan, is the fact that not only she did not comply with the rules and regulations, a big deal, but the lack of cooperation between her senior staff and the Inspector General's office of the Secretary of State's the State Department is huge. What is going on there? They know they got real exposure. It may be criminal. If I was advising her and I thought there may be criminal allegations, I'd probably have Huma Abedin and these other ones not cooperate either. But it tells you, it gives you a window into what's going on here. And this is, I think, pretty significant. This is a big development, folks.
It is definitely a big development. I mean, I'm watching the Facebook and Periscope comments come pouring in more so than ever today because people are finally sort of seeing the light. There are some people who said, yeah, she'd still be a great president, so on. There are these thoughts. But then, you know, there's one person, Michelle, who said, why are we even surprised? You know, people vote for these sort of scandalous people. You know, we kind of talked about today, if Joe Biden comes in, Joe Biden, if you look at the three of them or four of them, including Bernie Sanders, if you look at him, like, he's the one who kind of looks like what you think of as your, you know, kind of a traditional president, seems like a good guy, doesn't have a huge baggage behind him.
Yeah, and he's retail politician. So on the Democrats, they want that, sure.
So it's kind of the opposite of what happened when they were like, we're going to pull Trump and we're going to try to do something else there. You're seeing someone go, oh, maybe that's a breath of fresh air for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, it also means the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, is the one where the attention's going to be on the conventions if this develops. I think this is a big deal, folks. I mean, huge. We've got a lot of calls. We're getting to them. We're getting your comments also on Facebook and Periscope, so keep posting there. Share this with your friends on Facebook and Periscope. And those listening on radio, go ahead also and let your friends know that we're talking. But we're breaking this down for you legally right now.
We've
got lawyers working on it right this minute.
Got a comment coming from Nancy. She said, is there anything that we, the people, can do since the Attorney General likely won't prosecute?
So here's what you do. Well, you know, I wonder if this ups the ante on the prosecution potential.
Court of public opinion changes so much.
Does she say, hey, you know, does Loretta Lynch say, there's a real problem here. And Jeff Sessions was, I don't know if we have any of the Jeff Sessions sound from this morning, but he was very strong on this. Than, this is a good question because the public pressure, when you got we're going to go through this report. We are going through it now. Again, it's almost 80 pages long. From the Office of the Secretary, Evaluation of Email Records and Cybersecurity Requirements. If, in fact, we find out that she was actually hacked by the Russians, that's going to change the dynamics of this significantly.
Oh, sure it will. And listen, I would say to that last caller, here's what you should do today in addition to listening to this broadcast, getting informed. Go read this report. I mean, there are all of these. This information is out there, and you're going to read things like this. This is an exchange between Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin. Remember, Hillary Clinton had said she chose to use a private server for convenience, but her advisor, Huma Abedin, recommended to her over email that we should talk about putting you on the state email and releasing your email address to the department so you are not going to spam. This is what Hillary Clinton responded with. Let's get a separate address or device because I don't want to risk any of the personal being accessible. That personal, Jay, that was government material, and she was obligated to turn it over under federal law.
Yeah, this is, folks, this is a big, big issue. Jeff Sessions, number 13.
Well, she's a Secretary of State. She has the responsibility to secure classified information, make sure it can't be accessed. And many experts say this computer system she used was vulnerable to hacking. In addition to that, she said, well, I made a mistake, perhaps, but I'm going to cooperate fully. This reveals she is not cooperating fully.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, not only not cooperating fully, not cooperating at all, to my friend Senator Jeff Sessions, who I have a tremendous respect for. Not cooperating at all, nor did Huma Abedin, nor did Cheryl Mills. This is a big, big development. Let's grab another phone call here before the break.
All right, let's continue. A lot of people have been calling and holding for a while. Let's go to Tom. Pretty straightforward question in New Jersey.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Jay? Thanks
good,
for having me on.
Sure.
I worked for a defense contractor, and
yes,
we weren't allowed to move anything from our desk.
Right.
Do you think they are going to indict her with this report?
I think what you've got, I mean, I think it's, look, you're asking the question that everybody's asking, so I'm glad you asked the question. Look, the FBI has to make a case, which they're putting together, and then the Department of Justice has to actually bring the case in the form of an indictment. Now, it's separate from the Secretary of General, the Inspector General of the Secretary of State's office. But I think this heightens the pressure and it heightens the frustration. The question is, does it heighten the violations of the law? And it looks like the State Department audit finds that Clinton violated agency rules on emails, including the Federal Records Act. I think the question then becomes, what's the criminality of this? The non-cooperation to me says, if I was her lawyer, I wouldn't have her cooperating either. Why? Because there's an ongoing criminal investigation. This is not a security review. This is a serious, serious, not that a security review is not serious. This is a criminal investigation going on, and the presumptive nominee almost of the Democratic Party is front and center in the middle of it.
All right, let's go ahead and
grab another call.
Let's go. We can take one more call. Let's go to Nancy in Greenville, Tennessee.
Hey, Nancy.
Nancy, you there? All right, doesn't seem like Nancy is there. We got 2 minutes. You want to try to go one
more? Let me go to Fan on this. All right, let's see how this folds out, Fan, very quickly here. How does this fold out? If, in fact, this is going to get the attention it's going to get today, is there more congressional oversight?
I think there will be more congressional oversight. Whether or not she's invited, Jay, I really think that is up to Democrat voters, because the party elite are not going to abandon her unless Democrat voters get spooked on this. If her numbers tank, then I could see an indictment.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, the political ramifications of this are huge. All right, we're going to be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. We're breaking it down legally for you. We're looking at the avenues under the acts. We've got some Freedom of Information Act requests we may want to get out, but no cooperation. Huma Abedin, that email exchange that Than talked about, we're going to get into that when we come back from the break, is a big deal about the private server. So we're going to get into that coming back from the break. We're going to take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. We're at about 80,000, a little over 80,000 signatures on our petition right now for Israel. I am going to the UN in literally less than a week. This is going to be a big event at the General Assembly, and we are presenting the case to defend Israel. I need 100,000 of you going with me. You can't physically get there, obviously, but you sign on to our petition. I'm going to hand deliver those right at the UN, right at the General Assembly, to the ambassador to the UN for the State of Israel. So you could do that at aclj.org. And I encourage you to do that now. We're at about 84,000, but I encourage you to, we want to get it over 100,000.
That's right. We are still taking calls and comments. So on Facebook, Periscope, get your comments in. Give us a call. Also at 1-800-684-3110. If you like the show and want to continue listening or get different ways, we just launched an ACLJ app on Roku devices and on Apple TV. So you can watch all our films there, videos, television shows, whatever you need. You can watch it there on the new Apple TV and Roku app. Great way to interact with the ACLJ on even another level.
All right, we're going to be back with more of your calls. But don't forget, again, sign that petition, aclj.org. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the State of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Hey, welcome back. So we've got breaking news, folks, on the Hillary Clinton email scandal. The State Department's Inspector General saying not only did she not cooperate, she violated the Federal Records Act. This reliance on what past Secretary of States have done also incorrect, because the distinction from Secretary Powell is that he used a personal email, which he did, as many did, but made no attempt to shield them from disclosure. Hillary Clinton ordered 32,000 emails wiped out against the advice of her own staff. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We encourage you to contact us. And if you want to talk to us on air, again, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to it.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Debbie, who's calling from Texas.
Hey, Debbie.
Hello, sir.
You're on the air.
I'm calling because I don't understand. I work in the medical profession. And if we leak any kind of medical information,
sure.
You know, we are dismissed, okay?
Because of HIPAA, yes. It's a federal record-keeping act, right.
We can be reported to our board. We can lose our license, be suspended. And certainly we're not eligible for rehire, okay? And so I'm looking at someone that has violated all this, and we're looking to elect her as president of the United States.
Well, let me tell you what's in this email. Than mentioned this. I'm going to go to Than on this, but let me read you what's from the report. So in November of 2010, this is in the Inspector General's report, Secretary Clinton and her Deputy Chief of Staff of Operations, Huma Abedin, discussed the fact, and she's a senior advisor to the Clinton campaign, discussed the fact that the Secretary Clinton's emails to department employees are not being received, the report said. The Deputy Chief of Staff emailed the Secretary that we should talk about putting you on state email or releasing your email address to the department so you are not going to spam, because she was going to spam files. In response, the secretary wrote, let's get separate address or device, but I don't want any risk of the personal being accessible. The interesting aspect of this, Than, is no other administration has ever done that before, where they would not allow all the information to go forward.
It's the directing of the keeping private something that is mandated under federal law to be disclosed. Up until this point, it is clear that Hillary Clinton was only using a personal email address.
Right.
She may have acquired a State Department one at some point, but at this point, she was only using a personal device. So she was discussing matters of national security, matters that were classified, any number of other things that were subject to the Federal Records Act. Huma Abedin recognized this to her credit and advised the secretary to change course. The secretary made the decision. Hillary Clinton made the decision to reject that advice and to make sure that these emails, which were not personal, but they were on personal email, were not disclosed.
Yeah, well, you know, the National Archives is the one responsible for kind of keeping these. And the regulations in 2009 said requiring that any records created on private email accounts must be saved to the federal record system. They were not, by Secretary Clinton. And that makes her different than everybody else that was involved in this. So, folks, the ramifications of this are serious. It's significant. The question will be what it means for the campaign. That's what we're talking about. 1-800-684-3110. And as Logan says, does it mean Joe Biden in the wings, ready to go?
Yep, that's right. That could very well be where we're headed. Definitely will shake up and make this an interesting few months coming up, guys. I mean, if anything to say, it's going to be entertaining. Let's let's move on. Let's go to Dennis in Crestview, Florida.
Hi, Dennis.
Good morning.
Hi, sir.
I just want to say that as long as I've known of Hillary and Bill Clinton, they've both thought of themselves as above the law. And back when
neither one of them have been criminally indicted. So in a sense, they've not been charged with a crime. Bill Clinton faced impeachment. He made a false statement under oath, lost his law license. People kind of forget that part. Hillary Clinton is in the middle of an FBI investigation, and you have a State Department Inspector General. Again, for those watching us on Facebook or Periscope or watching on ACLJ.org, I'm holding the report, folks. We're going through it right now, 78 pages of it, and this is serious. And she may think she's above the law, but the reality is this is going to have real ramifications. I suspect this is I'm not going to be so bold as to predict this is the beginning of the end. But then I will say that this report is very damaging to the Clinton campaign.
This report, Jay, 80 pages long, concludes that, Hillary Clinton violated the law. Quite simply, she violated the Federal Records Act, and that conclusion comes from inside the State Department.
Yep.
So, you know, does it mean that somebody in the wings like Joe Biden is going to be the Democrat nominee? I'm not sure, but the conclusion is Hillary Clinton violated the law.
Yeah, and now the FBI under an increased, I think, increased pressure right now to, and I'm sure they're, look, they're in the investigation. It's got to go over to the Department of Justice, but just ignoring this would be very, very difficult.
All right, let's go ahead. And there is one comment that said, what does this all mean? What does it mean for even her to be criminally investigated?
All right, so criminal investigation going on doesn't mean you're guilty. Just means that the FBI engages. She was kept calling it, remember she called it security reviews? So this was the security review. This is the Inspector General's reports, the security review. She was under, she is, and her staff are under what's an investigation. And that investigation, the FBI does criminal investigations. And in a criminal investigation, the FBI has to make the case, send it over to the Department of Justice, and then DOJ has to determine whether they will, in fact, issue an indictment. That's the question. What this does is show there's clear, Stan just said, clear violations of the law. We're going to be posting on this as well. Clear violations of the law. Here's what Jeff Sessions said, number 12.
As Secretary Comey said, and he at the FBI, they don't participate in reviews of security. They participate in investigations, and in effect, criminal investigations.
And Jeff Sessions was a U.S. attorney, so he knows exactly what he's talking about here. This is not some accident. Let's try to get another. Can we get another call before the break, Logan?
You can try, sure. Let's go ahead before we get to the last segment or the next half hour of JSEC Live. Let's go to Sue in Atlanta.
Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Yep.
This kind of goes in with what you were just talking about. And her talking about nobody recognizing the
emails.
Hillary was the address that Hillary was sending from. How come nobody noticed that? She wasn't sending from a .gov.
Well, that's it. You know, I've said the same thing, Sue. I mean, they're including the president received these emails. So they're using a private email account, and it doesn't say state.gov.
Well, clearly someone did because they mentioned that in the report. Say, why don't we get you a listed on Aberdeen?
Yeah, her staff notified her that, in fact, she was going to spam. And that's why they wanted to set up an official State Department file. She just did not want to do it. But you raise, Sue, listen, this is the question everybody's asking. But her staff, as Logan said, and say that again. I mean, staff asked that.
I'm sure I can pull up the exact quote. We can have it here. But they essentially say it's going to spam. Why don't we at least get you listed in the State Department's database?
Email.
So even if they used her private email, and she kind of, you know,
responded
away from
that. I don't
want that. I don't really want that. So interesting comments coming in. So, yes, people were very well aware that she was not using the State Department email.
And now, so is the rest of the country. So, folks, we're done in the first 30 minutes of the broadcast is over. We'll be taking more calls at 1-800-684-3110. But there's a lot of ways for you to get the next 30 minutes of this broadcast, and you do not want to miss it. And Logan's going to tell you all the ways. If you're on SiriusXM and a number of stations now, you've got us. If you're about to lose us, there's multiple ways for you to grab it right now.
That's right. Join us right now on ACLJ.org for a television-style broadcast. But over on Facebook and on Periscope, you can interact, be a part of the show, talk with like-minded people, sometimes not so like-minded people, and be a part of that conversation, get your comments in that way. It's a great way to talk to us during the breaks. We show special exclusive videos that way as well. And of course, you can get it later on in the day on the new ACLJ Roku and Apple TV app or the JSecular Life podcast on iTunes or however you get your podcasts.
A lot of options.
Yep.
Many options. All right, folks, let's do this. We need you on the BDS issue, the boycott, divest, and sanction. I'm going to the UN next week on Tuesday. I need you to go with me. I need 100,000 of you. We're close. We're about 13,000 away. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition that I'm going to deliver to the UN, to the Israeli ambassador, and let him know you're standing with Israel. ACLJ.org. And I encourage you to do that right now again at ACLJ.org as we get ready for that next week. Obviously, we've got breaking news. We're breaking down for you right now. I'm going to be on Hannity tonight, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that and watch that. We're going to be back with more, including your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment. But don't forget, ACLJ.org.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm talking about freedom. I'm
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We've got breaking news. The State Department's Inspector General concludes Hillary Clinton violated the law. Her staff did not cooperate with the investigation as other Secretary of State's, previous Secretary of State's, did. She did not allow her private emails to be accessed. We know that. Secretary Colin Powell did. We also now know this, and this is very, very interesting. In regard to Clinton, Secretary Clinton's immediate staff, this is coming right out of the OIG report, which I'm holding in my hand and radio audience. You can hear it. You can't see it, but those on TV and those on Facebook and Periscope, you can see it. With regard to Secretary Clinton's immediate staff, the Office of Inspector General received limited responses to its questionnaires, though two of Secretary of Staff of Clinton's staff acknowledged occasional use of personal email accounts for official business, which again violates the rules. However, OIG, the Office of Inspector General, learned of extensive use of personal email accounts by four immediate staff members, none of whom responded to the OIG's questionnaires, folks. This is very, very significant. Disregarding our own rules. Jason Chaffetz, the House Oversight Committee, speaking on that issue right now. I'm going to make sure we get that sound for you in the next segment of the broadcast. But a big, big development. Let's go right back to the phones, Logan. A lot of comments coming in, too. And we encourage those. We're getting to as many as we can.
Yeah, there's a comment that came from Kathy. And I think it's a question a lot of people ask. Why did she do this?
Well, she said she didn't want to interfere with it. She wanted her personal kept separate. I think she did this because she knew that she was mixing. I mean, this is speculation here. You got to say, why would you do this? Why would you set up the private server? Why would you go through all this trouble and aggravation? Why is everybody taking the Fifth Amendment? Is there a tie in between the Clinton Foundation and her work as Secretary of State? That's being looked at by the FBI. We know that now. Is there a situation where some of this email may not have been personal? The State Department audit says that Hillary Rodham Clinton disregarded guidelines for cybersecurity risks. That is the conclusion of the department's decision. That is a big deal. Let's grab a phone call.
All right, moving on. Kevin in Tampa, you're on the air.
Hi, Kevin.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This whole thing smacks of going after Al Capone over tax evasion rather than all the dead bodies in Chicago. Anytime that we're looking at this whole topic, to be talking about it without mentioning the fact that there was a Libyan civil war,
yep,
and Gaddafi got killed and his heavy weapons got transferred to Syria,
right,
somehow magically end up in the hands of quote-unquote Syrian rebels who, oh, by the way, turned out to be ISIS.
Right.
Anytime that we go into this territory, it just blows my mind. And when I go to my congressman and I ask them these specific questions, and my congressman looks at me like an old cow looking at a new gate. You know, I'm saying, look, dude, these are impeachable offenses.
No, this is the real deal. Look, I've written a book about this. It's called Rise of ISIS. And, Kevin, you hang on the line here. I'm going to send you a copy of it. We explained all this, and we pointed out the problems with this. We've acknowledged that this is a very difficult and very serious issue. Having said that, you don't get indicted for bad policies, okay? That's the consequence of an election. And, Than, we've said that over and over again. Bad policies don't equal criminality. Criminality is when you violate a rule. This looks like a rule has been violated here.
It's true, but the reason for the Federal Records Act is because of issues like Kevin says, issues like Libya, Benghazi, other high-level national security issues that the secretary and her staff deal with. They want those federal officials to be held accountable. That's the entire reason for the Federal Records Act. So I think Kevin is right on the point of, yes, this might seem like a minor issue, but the whole reason for disclosure is to make sure that those issues are handled professionally. And in this case, they were not.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls and comments. We come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are jammed on Facebook and Periscope. Get your questions, and we do have a phone line. Just open up at 800-684-3110. So, Logan, are we going to stay up on Facebook? I know you've been having a little bit of a difficulty.
We'll decide that here shortly.
All right. Well, so Facebook and Periscope, hang
in there. If we go down, we'll relaunch immediately.
All right. So even if we're down for a moment, we'll be right back. All right, folks, let me encourage you to do something right now, and that is this. We're going to the UN. I'm going to be leading the charge on this in less than a week. So I need your help. We're about 85,000. I want to get 100,000 signatures on this petition to stand with Israel, the UN. And Israel's under attack. We can defend them. We're going to be doing it at the UN. Big event. Big hearing. You can go with me. Go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition. Let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You're going to be getting an email from me today on this Israel situation. But also sign it and support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in just a moment.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist, knife, and rocket attacks.
Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the U.N., and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So Secretary of State Madeleine Albright was interviewed. Secretary of State Colin Powell was interviewed. Others were interviewed. Hillary Clinton was not. Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, said this just moments ago.
They were able to interview past secretaries of state, Secretary Powell, Secretary Madeleine Albright, all of these people, including Secretary Kerry, the only secretary of state that refused to be interviewed through her counsel was Secretary Clinton. And so we know that there have been problems with record retention. We're very concerned about that. It is pervasive throughout all of government, to be fair. But in the case of the State Department, we really do rely on these records. And it is the law that you are supposed to go through a process that she evidently did not follow.
I think this is the ramification of this, folks. We haven't even begun to see yet. I mean, this is just, to me, Than, this is the tip of the iceberg. Because the FBI is looking at it from a criminal standpoint. They're just looking at it as an inspector general.
I think you're right on that, Jay, and you heard this from Congressman Chaffetz just now. This kind of thing where there are some emails that aren't discoverable, this does happen other places. But what makes this different is the top of the chain of command was trying to suppress it. So, you know, other people can point to other instances where maybe secretaries of state had some private emails that maybe weren't disclosed in the end. The difference is that secretary wasn't trying to prevent the disclosure. These emails show that this secretary most certainly was.
You know, it's interesting. Gail Smith on Facebook says NBC, MSNBC is saying, well, everybody did it. And what Than just said is right. Everybody did not do it. Everybody did not hide their emails. Everybody did not do this. So that's incorrect as a matter of law and fact based on the Inspector General's report. So this is very, very, very significant development. Let's go take some calls.
Yep, let's go ahead. Lots of calls are pouring in comments. Let's go to Perry, who's calling from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Thanks, Perry. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Perry.
Yeah. Hey, Jay. I was curious, how will the ramification of the DOJ investigation on the immigration case play into if the FBI suggests a prosecution? Is that possibility that they would pick that case up quicker because they're already under scrutiny for ethics violations?
Well, no, the ethics violations are a completely separate track. So that's the Office of Professional Responsibility inside the Department of Justice. We notified, we are sending our requests and our demands in on that right now. So that's a separate track. It's not related to the Secretary of State. That's within the Department of Justice. This was an Inspector General's report from the State Department itself saying that Hillary Clinton willfully violated, and as Judge Napolitano said, knowingly and willfully violated the law. So that is a big part of this. And I will tell you this, the seriousness of this is significant. Now, the MSNBC and others are trying to kind of you know, skew this thing already, then we're seeing that. They're trying to play this as another, oh, everybody did this approach.
They're trying to say we have other secretaries of state and we don't know if we have all of their emails. But I've been pouring through this report as we've been on air. The difference here is pretty clear. First of all of those secretaries from both sides of the aisles participated in this investigation. And the worst thing that can be said about it is they aren't sure whether or not the State Department recovered all of their emails. But nowhere is there any indication that any of them, Madeleine Albright, right. Colin Powell, any of the others, made any effort to hide the emails. In this case, Hillary Clinton, we have the email to her senior staff, tried to hide her emails and did so successfully. There is a huge difference there.
I want to find that in this Inspector General's report during the, if we can, Will. And I want to be able to show it to people and read it exactly from the report. I think it's very important. I've got the full report right here. We'll do that. Let's take another phone call.
Yep. Again, calls are coming in, and we're going to take more calls in the next segment. We'll try to get through some of them now. Let's go to Margo, who is calling from Woodstock, New York.
Hi, Margo.
Hi, yeah. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for everything you do. It's like listening to Sanity when I listen to you folks.
I appreciate that.
The timing of this, do you think that somehow Obama is involved with this report because Hillary, they're thinking that Hillary can't beat Trump?
I'm not going to say those things aren't crossing my mind, too. I mean, the political timing of this, because you are 6 weeks out from the Democratic National Convention taking place, and this is now developing today. So, Than, when Margo's saying, I've been thinking the same thing. I thought Logan mentioned the Joe Biden thing. I that's the first thing I thought of today. Are we going to see Joe Biden running for president in the DNC?
Well, here's why that argument has all the credibility in the world, whether or not you think it'll happen or not. Hillary Clinton did not and cannot clinch this nomination without the superdelegates. That was her goal. She now cannot do it. So she has left all of the power in her party's apparatus to abandon her and walk away. I still don't think it would happen, but if they decide to, if this problem gets worse, the Democrat Party, Jay, forget the voters, the Democrat Party can take this nomination away from her.
I think this is, I think we're in a new uncharted territory right now, folks. All right, taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Logan?
All right, moving on. Victoria in Texas.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Yep.
My question was, do you think it'll be a conflict of interest when it comes to indicting her for Loretta Lynch?
I don't think it's a conflict of interest. I think that what you're going to see is the Department of Justice is going to have to make a legal decision, and I'm afraid they will make a political one. So they should be looking at this completely on the legal side. Will they do that, or will they instead make this a political decision? That's what I'm worried about here, and I think we're getting – by the way, a lot of people on Facebook are saying the same thing, Logan. That was a very good call. Yep.
True, lots of comments coming in. This is a comment that just came in from Arthur. Said they're trying to deflect from Hillary's wrongdoing by saying everyone did it.
Yep.
What happens if she's elected president and then found guilty?
Well, she would be removed from office. But here's the thing. Everybody didn't do it. I think Than and I need to be very clear on this. And I want to get – we're going to really bore down on this. I really want to have this for the next segment. Not everybody did it. They didn't hide their emails. So this – and they don't have an email exchange where they're saying – her staff saying, we need to get people your emails. They're not getting them. And the Secretary of State saying, well, I'm not going to set it up the way you're suggesting, even though that's what's required by the Records Act, and even though this way people would get the emails. And that's a fundamental difference here, Than.
Yeah, Secretary Powell sat for an interview with this inspector general, and there's a lot of information in this report, but let's start with this one. On page 3 of the report, he says that he has publicly stated that he generally sent emails to his staff via their State Department email addresses, but that he personally does not know whether the department captured those emails on her servers. Here's the difference. If you're using State Department servers, it is the State Department's job to capture that correspondence. So if it's missing, it's the State Department's fault, not Secretary Powell's. In this case, Secretary Clinton kept her own server. So right. Under the Federal Records Act, it is her obligation to disclose those emails.
So
she did not do so. Therefore, she's accountable.
So here's the question. This is a legal question. We're going to post on this afternoon. So this goes back to what I said was always the biggest issue in the setting up of that separate server. Because Colin Powell's emails went through the State Department server. That's fundamentally different than Hillary Clinton setting up a server in somebody's, you know, garage in Denver, Colorado, or Colorado Springs. This is a fundamental difference. It's the difference between the State Department controlling access, then it's the State Department's responsibility to maintain those records, and a third party non-secured, and that violates federal law. That's a crime under our laws. All right, let's take some more comments or phone calls at 800-684-3110.
Sure, let's take some comments so we can or some phone calls so we can clear it out for the rapid fire round coming up next. Let's go to Michelle in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Michelle. Michael, that is.
Michael, I'm sorry.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Jay.
Hey.
Listen, she did something that no other Secretary of State did in this regard.
Right.
And there's a reason why. Because her husband did something that no other spouse of a Secretary of State has done. Her husband collected huge donations from foreign powers.
Yep.
That's why she wanted the emails.
I think that's exactly correct. I think that the and I know they're looking at this. And look, the Terry McAuliffe investigation is focusing in on a donor that was both a donor to his political campaign, allegedly going through corporations from China to domestic corporations to give him funds for his campaign. And purportedly, that was a major donor of the Clinton Foundation. So, yes, Michael, all of that is being looked at right now. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Folks, we're getting ready for a rapid fire. Can we grab one more in here so we can clear the lines, Logan?
We can do our best. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead. Yep. Let's go to Dan in Seattle.
Hey, Dan.
Quickly, Dan.
Thank you, Jay, for what you do.
Thank you.
All right, this is my question, and it's I think it's the overarching issue, and you can kind of fill us in from the legal standpoint.
Yep.
After all this, after all the crimes and misdemeanors and whatever felonies, whatever, isn't frequently the overriding thing, as it was, I believe, in Nixon, is obstruction of justice?
Well, always obstruction of justice is a big deal. Now, the fact that she did not cooperate or give an interview with the FBI is not an obstruction of justice. Obstruction of justice when there's misleading government agencies. Her lawyers advised her and her senior staff not to respond to the Inspector General's report. I understand why they did that, by the way. I'm not saying that's politically smart. They did that because, guess what? There's an ongoing FBI criminal investigation. This was the security review she was talking about. That's the Inspector General. She thought the American people were going to buy that what the State Department was doing at the Office of Inspector General, that's the security review. The FBI, as Director Comey said, doesn't do security reviews. All right, we're going to do a rapid fire round, Logan. Let everybody know what they need to do.
That's right. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. A couple lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. Call that number right now. If you make it through the process, we guarantee you make it in the next segment. We go through all the calls that come in that segment. Again, 1-800-684-3110.
And don't forget, next Tuesday, I'm at the United Nations with a team of ACLJ lawyers and government affairs people, and we need your help. You can go to Washington, to New York with us at aclj.org. 84th, we are just about 120 away from crossing over to 85,000. Can 120 of you go to aclj.org right now during the break and sign that petition? Go to aclj.org and sign that petition for Israel right now.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Israel is under constant deadly terrorist knife and rocket attacks. Jewish students, professors, and Christians who support Israel face vicious discrimination at U.S. universities, all in an attempt to delegitimize the state of Israel. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. It's our duty to defend them. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. In just a matter of days, we are co-sponsoring the largest global conference to fight these attempts to delegitimize Israel. But we need these global leaders to hear from you right now. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
We're going through this report right now, and I just told Van Bennett, we've got one of our lawyers working on it. We're going to put a couple more on it right now, and we've got a situation where, let me tell you who was interviewed on this. Secretary Kerry and Secretaries Albright, Powell, and Condoleezza Rice. Through her counsel, Secretary Clinton declined the OIG's request for an interview. Now, they are going to, MSNBC and others, then, are relying on, well, Colin Powell did the same thing, but it's not true.
Well, that's right. They're going to say that we're missing emails from Colin Powell. And frankly, that part might be true, but that's not the issue here.
That's
the
not his
issue
responsibility
here is
either.
We now have firm. That's correct, because those emails, as he said to the inspector general, because, oh, by the way, he sat and had an interview with them. He cooperated with this process. He emailed his staff who were using the State Department servers. So those servers would have captured that correspondence. In the case of Hillary Clinton, not only did she not do that, not only were they both emailing with private servers, but then she directed her staff to keep those emails hidden. So it's the effort to suppress the disclosure that's at play here, and it's very different than the Colin Powell example.
All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead. We're in a rapid-fire round, Logan. We've got six calls in 7 minutes. Let's see if we can do this.
Yep, all right. Mike is calling the line one from
Pennsylvania.
Hey,
Mike, you're on.
Hey. Comment and question. Comment,
sure.
First of all, between Hillary and Bill Clinton, I don't perceive them as people that not just, you know, maybe tell lies, you know, on occasion, but they have lion spirits. The matter
okay,
what
well,
they
I mean,
say,
and the FBI is looking at that. I mean, look, I mean, if there's cover-ups and all this, I look at the evidence and I see it. Yeah, but the FBI's got this is the Inspector General's report. We're talking two different topics. Go ahead with your question.
Just how secure is our national email system anyway, as far as the government's concerned?
It's not. The cyber risk security analysis by the Office of Inspector General says there's a lot of gaps, and there's concern that the Chinese and the Russians hacked into her emails. Thanks for calling in, Mike. We appreciate it. We got to go quickly here to get this done, so we're really moving rapid fire.
All right, Forrest in Mississippi, line five.
Hi, Forrest.
Hey, guys. I appreciate everything you're doing. You're the tip of the spear for us. I'm a retired Army chaplain.
Thank you for service.
Christian, and I heard you say the other day that you didn't think Hillary Clinton would be indicted, and that I don't think that either.
I still question. I mean, I'm not sure she can be. That's the FBI. That's a separate department. That, in other words, this is the Inspector General. This is not an indictment. The indictment has to come through the Department of Justice. Now, this is going to put increased fan quickly. This is going to put increased tension on this and increased attention on this, I should say.
Well, it's up to Loretta Lynch. The one thing I would say is, would she get indicted if the Democrat Party becomes convinced that she can't win in November?
Yeah.
I think that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, well, that's where it becomes a whole issue. Or, even if she's not indicted, is she so damaged by this that she can't get through it?
All right, let's move on. Chuck's calling from Nicaragua on line four.
Wow, Chuck, go ahead.
Chuck, how are you getting the broadcast?
Jay.
Chuck,
pleasure.
Logan has a question for you, Chuck.
Yeah, how are you listening to the show?
I'm on the internet.
All right, great.
Okay, Jay, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Listen to my question, please. Okay? It's very important. If she never sent or received classified email on her private server, which she claims, and she never used a government server, tell me, how exactly did she send or receive classified email in the course of her job?
Because she did receive classified email on her private server, and that is fact. But you asked the question, of course. Right. She received classified emails on her private server. She said, well, initially they weren't marked. That isn't even the legal standard. The legal standard is you know if it's classified or not by a marking, by the content of it, and that's part and parcel of the problem here. But again, the Inspector General said she's not maintaining the records. That's the FBI. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening in Nicaragua.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, keep it going. We got three calls, four and a half minutes. We'll do our best.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in El Paso.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, I think this Hillary investigation should uncover exhaustive people and places. And
well, they are going. Look, the purpose of this is to. They were trying to get interviews with their key staff. Her key staff said no. Now, if I was their lawyer, I'd probably tell them no too, because you've got a Department of Justice inquiry going on. But it tells you how serious this is. Thanks for calling in, Mark.
Quick comment came in from Facebook. This is from Aaron. He said, "What is the smoking gun that would give the DOJ no choice but to do something?"
Oh, I think the smoking gun would be obstruction of justice. I think it would be. If individuals that set the server up that have been granted immunity say, here's why we set it up. You got, Fan, I think we got a little hint of that in the email exchange with Huma Abedin. That's why she doesn't want any of these people testifying.
Yeah, this is pretty close to a smoking gun. I mean, in direct response to Huma Abedin's call for her to get on the State Department servers, she says no, and she says no because she wants to keep her email private, her personal email. But that personal email was being used for official business. Yep. That's pretty close to a smoking gun.
I think that's the smoking gun right there.
All right, Cheryl in Ohio.
Cheryl, you're on.
Yeah, I want to know, with all this corruption in government, what can we, the people, do to stop this? Well, they're supposed to be working for us, not them controlling us.
Well, first of all, let me tell you what we do. We take legal action. So whether it's a Freedom of Information Act request or demand that then goes into litigation, as sometimes it does with some government agencies, if it's holding the agencies responsible, or as the band does in our Office of Governmental Affairs, working with Congress on oversight. I think this raises a whole new issue. She will not go before Congress again, but this raises a whole new issue of congressional oversight, which needs to be impaneled immediately. And I think Jason Chaffetz is already saying that.
There you go, Cheryl. Do that. You got to be informed, read the report, call for action, and also put people in office, Jay, who are going to behave responsibly.
Let's make sure we post the whole report today. We're going to have an analysis of this report up by the end of the day. We'll also have a link to the full report, and we'll obviously have more on this tomorrow. And I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's broadcast tonight. I think Eric Bolling is hosting, but I'm going to be the guest. So
on Hannity television.
Yeah, Hannity. What did I say? Radio?
You just said broadcast.
Yeah, so. It'll be TV.
Yeah, on Fox News. So Jack in Phoenix, last call of the day. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering what kind of charges can Hillary Clinton be indicted on?
Well, there's violations of the Record Keeping Acts, the Secured Acts, which we listed 16 federal acts that she can be violated for setting up the private server, not keeping it in a secured location. All of those are violations of federal law. This is a violation of rules and regulations enforcement in civil proceedings, but it does shed light on what's going on there, and I suspect the lack of the following the staff advice is going to prove to be very, very significant for Hillary Clinton. All right, folks, that we've gotten through. We did that in record time, and we're glad we were able to do it. Here's what we're going to do. We are over 85,000, so we're marching to 100,000 signatures for our BDS case. Help me get there. I'm going to be in front of the UN on Tuesday, less than a week. I mean, we just did the thing on the state versus Texas versus the United States in Washington, the Library of Congress. Was that 2 days ago? Now we get ready for the UN. So no stopping the work here. As we say, we don't just talk about it here. We actually do it. Also, we want you to sign that petition. So the easiest way to do that is aclj.org. Now, if you want to hear the full version of the song, if the Facebook's hanging there, okay, Logan, we can do it. Okay. We think we can do it. We're going to preview it today, right immediately when we're off air, of the Undemocratic, which is certainly appropriate. It goes with our book, Undemocratic. Certainly appropriate with what we've learned today. So we encourage you to stay tuned for that. Facebook, share it with your friends. We get more people watching. It's a brand new version with horns. It's really a great song. Share it with your friends. Let's get more people watching it. And again, go to aclj.org to sign up for that particular petition for Israel. That'd be great. And as long as Facebook's working, we'll give it a shot. And Logan, a lot of ways for people to connect with us now.
That's right. You can get this broadcast archived on aclj.org, on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, which you can get on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Also, you can watch it right after. Every day it's updated with a new episode on the ACLJ app, now on Apple TV and on Roku. Lots of other ways. You can obviously get the Apple TV or the ACLJ app on your iPhone and iPad as well.
All right, well, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Israel is under constant deadly terrorist, knife, and rocket attacks. Israel is our ally. The Jewish people are friends. That's why the ACLJ is launching a massive new multinational legal advocacy campaign in defense of Israel, in the U.S., at the UN, and with world leaders. Add your name to our new petition to defend Israel from anti-Israel attacks. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.